Today is the last day of Sunday of ordinary time and the last Sunday of the liturgical year. So each year the church celebrates the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, on this Sunday. Our readings today describe a victorious Christ, King of heaven, reigning in all his glory for eternity. In 1925, Pope Pius XI instituted the Feast of Christ our King in his encyclical Quas Primus, which means in the first. This was in response to a growing threat of communism and fascism that attempted to remove Christ from our everyday lives and to remove the authority of Christ in the world. Pope Pius XI proclaimed that we will find peace of Christ only in the reign of Christ. Nearly 100 years later, we still find the evil forces that are attempting to separate us from God. They are still alive and well. We live only in the peace of Christ if we live in the reign of Christ and are able to surrender every aspect of our lives to his service. As Christians, we are called to surrender not only our private lives, but also our public lives. Christ should be king in our homes, in our marriages, in our family planning, and in the way we raise our children. He should also be king even when we are surfing the internet, or when we use social media, or we watch TV, or read books. Pope Pius XI told us that we should also be careful never to forsake or neglect the public duty of reverence and obedience to the role of Christ in our lives. In other words, Christ must be fully in charge of our public lives as well. We should give him sovereign reign over our places of business or work, the friends we keep, the way we vote, and even our government. He is the king of the universe all day, every day, whether we accept it or not. The Feast of Christ the King reminds us that Jesus is the source of all authority, both in heaven and on earth. How ironic is it then that in today's gospel reading we find Pontius Pilate, whose political power comes from Jesus Christ, putting the King of the universe on trial. Pilate begins his interrogation by asking Jesus a question: "Are you the King of the Jews?" But Jesus answers Pilate with another question: "Are you saying this on your own, or have others been telling you about me?" You see, the Gospels are not meant to be read passively, like a novel, or watched like a play, as though we were an audience and watching a story unfold. We should insert ourselves into this story. This means that when Jesus asks a question, we cannot merely wait to see how Pilate answers the question. No, we have to answer the question for ourselves. Jesus is asking us today if we call him a king merely because of what we have heard others say, or because we personally know him to be our Lord and Savior. Christ wants to be our king, not just for 1 hour on Sunday, but all day and every day. At some point, we have to step up and personally affirm the faith of the church, that it is true and that it is our faith. In doing this, we declare Jesus is Lord and King of our life. But sometimes we waver, we stumble. We don't even recognize Jesus as our king when he was right in front of us. Did you know that during the course of Jesus' trial in John's gospel, Pilate goes in and out of his palace 7 times during this interrogation and the trial of Jesus in an attempt to appease different parties? He is wavering between declaring Christ King of the Jews and crucifying him. Such a picture of indecision. He is trying to please the crowds. He is trying to please his wife. Remember, he said, "Do not have anything to do with this innocent man." He is trying to help Jesus in some ways and also protect his job. In many ways, we can become like Pilate. We say we love God, but we also love this world through sin. We want to please others, and we want to please God. We cannot do both. We have to make a choice. Who or what is our king? But instead, we go back and forth. We act like Pilate sometimes. We can be locked in by indecision, trying to please the world, trying to please others, and all the while, not pleasing God in the process. Is Pilate really so different from us? Faced with a difficult decision, he weighs the consequences of choosing Jesus. What will it have to do with his career, his future, his family, his loyalty to country and Caesar, and his access to power and popularity? And while we may rightfully criticize Pilate for his choice, sometimes we can find ourselves making compromises that cause us to forsake the teachings of Jesus through the church. We must be vigilant in making sure Christ does not take a back seat to anything or anyone, including our career, our political views, our friends, and Jesus even says our family, material concerns, or something as trivial as our favorite sports team. When the Lord asks, "Am I the king of your life?" we cannot simply wait to see how Pilate answers. We have to answer for ourselves. As Catholics, Christ is truly our King. As our King, he wants to care for us and protect us. He wants to feed us with his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. He wants to protect us from the poison of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation. He has armed us with a two-edged sword of his holy word. And through baptism and confirmation, he has outfitted us with spiritual armor. For our protection, he has provided for us a walled city in his church. It is one thing to say that he is our king, but this must become more than just lip service. We must personally prove this by how we live a life of love for Christ and for our fellow man. We must recommit ourselves each and every day to making Christ the primary focus of our lives. Next Sunday is the beginning of Advent. I cannot think of a better time to help us to prioritize our lives and once again put Jesus first in our lives, to make him king. In conclusion, let us pray that through the grace we receive in the Eucharist, we might be strengthened to completely submit ourselves to our heavenly King in each and every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the Father and the Son.